This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Time to connect with Wendy Christine. This insert, sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Wendy's health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solutions. She's been in practice there since 2005, and she's on the radio this morning. Hey, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad.
Doing all right?
Yes, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, all good. I like the fact that we can talk about natural remedies, because we're at the time of the year where it is aches and pains. Well, the aches and pains, I think, carry on all the time, but there's the sniffles and the sneezes, and people are never really quite sure what to do, and you always end up grabbing the thing you know, the paracetamol and the little thing you add into the hot water, and then you might head off to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, look at that, a little bit of an upper respiratory tract infection, off we go with the antibiotics. And of course it has its place, Wendy, we're not here to be anti that, but we're saying oftentimes, why don't we go the natural route? It's a great way to go.
Yes, there certainly can be many natural remedies that we can use that can prevent us from needing those kind of medications. And I think also you mentioned the joint aches and pains. I think as the weather gets cooler, people's joints stiffen up as well. So there's more of a need for anti-inflammatory remedies in the winter months.
Yeah, and these things that you're going to mention this morning for colds and flus and for aches and pains and even headaches, I mean, these aren't just, we're trying to be funny, you know, it's basically just a nothing that you're taking and you sort of like having the placebo effect on you. I mean, these are legitimate. They've been used for generations. They've been part of people's medicine cabinets and chests for a very, very long time. And they're probably more readily available now than they've ever been. And they are effective.
They certainly are effective. And they have been in use for a long time. And I think there's, If we nurture our bodies and we provide the nutrients that are going to help them, then we should really cut down the need for antibiotics quite dramatically.
So let's start off. Let's have a look at some of those for colds and flu. Here's one I know well that we use in our home every year, and that's olive leaf, amongst others. So start us off there, Wendy.
Yeah, so olive leaf is an extract that has potent antiviral and antibacterial properties. So it's a very nice remedy to use if you have a cold or a flu. The trick with many of these things is to start as soon as possible. So the minute you start feeling those symptoms coming on, you start using your olive leaf extract or any of the others that we're going to talk about this morning. And that really gives your body a fighting chance to be able to get over whatever infection it is that has been triggered.
Yeah, and with olive leaf, I'm seeing it more and more. I mean, I've known about it for a while, but you're even finding some of the pharmaceutical companies are busy advertising this and this and this with added olive leaf or with added echinacea or whatever, echinacea, because we're more aware of these things now, I guess, with our ability to get online and read up all of these things. So they realize, add them in there. I mean, you'll see cough medicines with the pelargonium in it, you know, and that's also a recognized natural health remedy. So even the brands are getting involved.
They definitely are, and they are starting to add these things in. So many of the commercially available products or the products that you can, you know, buy over the counter through your pharmacy will have some of these ingredients in them.
So let's just finish up there on olive leaf. How does that look? How does one consume something like olive leaf extract?
So it's available either in a tablet form or tincture, and it can also be consumed as a herbal tea.
And then one of the others, I think this has been around forever. I remember even as a kid, I had a friend who's always like, my mother says got to have a few drops of this every day for my immune system with echinacea.
Exactly. So echinacea is a very nice remedy that helps with immune function. It also can be used to treat viral infections. Sometimes it depends on the formula and how it's made it up. It can be something that modulates the immune system, or it can be something that boosts the immune system. So, you know, you just really want to be cautious of which application you're looking for and to use it for short periods of time if you have a cold or a flu.
Yeah. Can I quickly go back to the olive leaf? Just have a question. You know, when you go to the doctor, get a script for an antibiotic, you'll say, oh, you know, make sure you get your probiotic in there. If you're taking something like an olive leaf extract, you've said it's antibacterial. Does it have the same effect? Do we also need to boost our probiotic intake during that time that we would take something like an olive leaf extract?
No, so these natural remedies don't kill off your good bacteria as well.
Okay.
An antibiotic can't differentiate between good and bad bacteria, so it just wipes everything out. So that's the beauty of using natural remedies, is they don't target your unhealthy bacteria.
Ah.
They don't target your healthy bacteria. They would be able to work with whatever's going on in your digestive tract without wiping out the good bacteria.
Fascinating. I like that. Honey's on our list as well today. Most people have some of this in their kitchen.
Yes. So unless you have a honey allergy, obviously.
Yes.
Honey is rich in amino acids. It's got lots of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. So it is a nutritive sugar. But it also has anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antidepressant, anticonvulsive, and anti-anxiety properties.
Wow.
And it can be used to promote wound healing. So you can actually apply it topically if you have a wound that doesn't want to heal. When you have a cold or a flu or something like that, a sore throat, you can add honey. You can either take a teaspoon of honey or you can add it to some hot water, and it's very beneficial to soothe that sore throat.
I would assume that not all honey is created equal, though. If you look at some of the way they all look different, if you spot them in a supermarket or a health store and all different prices, I'm guessing you get some that are quite heavily processed and then those that are far more natural.
Yes. So you want to go for one that's a little bit more natural, that hasn't been through that process. So you want it to – well, they will vary in color anyway depending on where the honey comes from.
Of course.
But, if it's so runny that, you know, it's like water almost,
yeah,
then you know that it's been quite heavily processed. If it says raw, if it's got the honeycomb in it, then that's obviously going to be the best option.
And then, of course, there are quite a number of good ones that we can mix in with the honeys. We make our different teas, the lemons and the gingers. Those work well together, don't they?
Yes, they work very well, and each of them has their beneficial properties. If we look at ginger, it has compounds that promote our health and well-being, and it also has anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties. So it's got lots of antioxidants in it, and not only for sore throats and for colds and flus, it can also be very beneficial if you're feeling nauseous or if you have digestive discomfort.
And lemon as well, and particularly the vitamin C, I guess. This is the time for your grapefruits and your oranges and your lemons.
Yes. So our citrus fruits are good sources of vitamin C. And if you're not able to use citrus fruits for whatever reason, there are other fruits like guavas and cherries and kiwi fruits that are high in vitamin C. They don't go so well in your tea.
But guava tea.
But they do have lots of antioxidants, and they protect our cells from free radical damage.
Mm.
And if we don't have enough vitamin C in our bodies, our susceptibility to infection is higher.
I like that. And these are things that are easy to get. I mean, you don't need to be close to a pharmacy. You don't necessarily have to get to a health shop. I mean, these are things you can just get at your local market. It really couldn't be easier. And we forget the power of all of these whole foods, Wendy.
Yes.
We've dealt a little bit with the snivels and the sneezes. Let's look at aches and pains.
Okay. We've spoken before about curcumin. And curcumin has very good anti-inflammatory properties. It is extracted from turmeric,
yeah,
and that's the spice that gives curry its yellow flavor.
Uh-huh.
So your curcumin and your turmeric are often used interchangeably because they are, in effect, the same plant, but the active ingredient is the curcumin. And turmeric itself only contains about 2% curcumin. So,
uh-huh,
you know, we can use turmeric in our food as well, but it's not quite as potent if we're wanting that proper anti-inflammatory effect.
Where do you get curcumin? Turmeric you can see anywhere. I'm trying to rack my brain here and think if I've ever seen it anywhere. Where would one find it?
Turmeric.
No,
you
the
mean
curcumin.
The root itself.
Yeah, the curcumin, yeah.
Can you
buy that in isolation?
You can. Well, you can't buy. You can only buy it in a tablet form if you want the medicinal effect.
Uh-huh.
Because that needs to be extracted in a lab to get the right quantities out.
I see. Okay. You've mentioned something called Boswellia, which sounds a bit like the circus I used to go and watch when I was a kid, but I'm not sure.
Yes. So Boswellia and curcumin work really well together. Boswellia is also referred to as Indian frankincense,
oh,
and it is a herbal extract that is used to treat inflammation. So it has also anti-inflammatory properties, and so it can be used for joint aches and pain. So it can be used independently. So if people for some reason have a reaction to curcumin, they can use boswellia on its own. But if they combine them, it gives a really, really nice effect.
So is this one of those, again, that you need to go to your health store or the pharmacy and says, can you direct me where I can find some boswellia?
Yes. These you would have to get from your health store.
And how would it come? Would it be a drop? Would it be a tablet? How does it look?
It usually comes in a capsule form, okay. So it's normally tablet. I've not seen it in another form. The boswellia could perhaps be in a tincture as well, but the curcumin is definitely in a capsule form.
Here's one I know well. Get in an Epsom salt bath to ease the oohs and the ahs from the cramps and the pains, particularly when we used to play rugby, is you get in the bath with Epsom salts. That's what I remember.
Yes. So Epsom salt is a good form of magnesium, and low levels of magnesium can also result in cramps and increased joint pain. So Epsom salt in your bath, you need about a cup of Epsom salt in your bath. And that provides a lot of relief from pain and discomfort. So it helps soothe your muscles, and it also helps for the joint aches and pain. And it's a good detoxifier, so it can improve your sleep as well. And if you can't bath for whatever reason, you can't get in and out of the bath, or you have an injury or whatever, you only have a shower at home, then magnesium oil is an alternative, and that you can rub onto your body topically.
That sounds nice. Nice bath or something that makes you feel detoxified and helps you sleep. That's a good one. Just from the other conversations we've had around Epsom salts, don't drink the bath water, Wendy.
No, don't drink the bath water.
We're still chatting about headaches this morning as one of those things that we can also get a good natural remedy to. Help us there.
Okay, so headaches, magnesium obviously also helps for headaches, but a nice remedy for headaches is Feverfew. So especially if you're one of those people that struggles with migraine headaches or consistent headaches, Feverfew is a plant extract. It comes from the daisy family and helps to prevent headaches and migraine. So that would be something if you are a consistent headache sufferer, if you would want to take daily as a preventative, and then you can take higher doses on the days that you do have headaches. Or if you just get the occasional headache, Feverfew is something you can use instead of a Panado or one of your other remedies that you would use for a headache.
Well, there you go. That's a good list of things to check out. So you can head to your local supermarket and go and visit your local health store or pharmacy and go and ask some questions, see what you can get, and take a healthy, a natural option to deal with some of the little bits and pieces you might have to experience during this time of year. Wendy, always a pleasure hanging out with you. Help us with so much information. We're really grateful for you. That's health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. It's Wendy Christine. Thanks for your time this morning, Wendy.
Pleasure, Brad. Have a great day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.